弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to the brothers and sisters.
特别是今天在座的每一位母亲，祝你们母亲节快乐。
And happy Mother's Day to all mothers.
我们每次到母亲节的时候，我们听到的都是对母亲的称赞。
Of course, so when we meet on Mother's Day, we praise all the mothers.
我们在颂扬母爱的伟大。
And we honor and praise the greatness of our mothers.
我相信所有的母亲在这一天哈，这个自尊心都特别就提高了一点。
And then all the mothers on this day are their spirits and the honors are lifted up.
但是今天呢，我有点扫兴哈，我愿意，也不是今天，我常常愿意在母亲节的时候，我把它当做一个反省的机会。
But whenever Mother's Day come, I like to use this time.To reflect my own motherhood.
所以做父亲的也一样，我常常觉得父亲节的时候，你应该好好的反省你在做父亲的职位上有没有尽责任。
And also likewise to the fathers, on the Father's Day, we should contemplate and renew ourselves our worth as being the father.
不然有的时候我们接受那些礼物，听到那些赞扬的话，都会有点心虚，也不好意思。
And then sometimes we receive gifts and flowers and so on. We feel it's inadequate. So this morning, I'd like to talk about the mother's prayer. So this message is not only for mothers, but also fathers and all those who are concerned. Because this is the word of God. And this is God's wish and God's declaration. So all the fathers be a watch out and be alert. So this morning I'd like to reflect with you what I have learned from the Lord's word. Especially on the responsibility, the position of being a mother. Someone said this. And the best gift we can give to our child or children is to bring them before the Lord. So we just witnessed the baby's dedication service. Now, I think this is very appropriate that we have these two services combined together. No, the aim and purpose for baby dedication is not for the baby, but rather to the parents. You know, baby may not, will not remember what happened today. Basically, it's a reminder for parents what they have taken oath and also promised before the Lord. And that is being in the right time, in a due time that they will bring the baby and the children, the child to the Lord, to know Jesus Christ. And that is the best gift they can give to the child. And we just read the Ephesians passage. So this is the prayer of Paul for the Ephesians church. Now the church in Ephesus was built up by the Apostle Paul and also see this church as their own child, spiritual children. So he always prayed for them as this passage revealed and also how he loved them and grow and wished them to grow in the Lord. So So Ephesians 1:16 says, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering in my prayers. So his prayer is like a father's responsibility to pray for the church. So we like parents, like mothers and fathers to continually pray for our children. And similarly, in the Colossians, he talked about since the day I heard of you, does the church do not cease to pray for you? Do you ever not stop praying for someone you love, or your child, or children, or family? So who are on the top of your prayer list? Or do you always pray for yourself on the top of the list? Or you pray for yourself, your prayer, your job, and your spiritual growth? Or do you more pray for your relative's salvation and also those who are sick and ill? And like recently, we've been praying without stop for our co-worker, Reverend John Cao in China. So John was our co-worker in Burma and helping the refugees build school for children, but he was captured on the way back to China and sentenced to jail for a 7-year term. So he is suffering on account of the gospel's work. And also, last 2 days, you probably heard from the news that we've been praying for Wang Yi and the early Rain Covenant Church in Chengdu. And the whole church is being persecuted 2 days ago, and now still is. So we continue to pray for protection of the church and members, and also their evangelism mission of the church. So we are praying without stop for them. So a lot of our prayers are different. And of course, all parents pray for their children. Why is it we parents should not stop praying for our children? Because parents is a long work and learning process. And even a parent should be growing as well. Because each child, as you know, has different character, personalities, and growth patterns. Now, none of those are accidental. So God not only put them in your disposal, not just to grow them and bring them up.
Only.
And also how you grow up in before them on account of them. And also God wants to shape us through them. And sometimes God used that learning disability child or the stubborn, willfully rebellious child.
都是神要用他们来熬炼你。
Sometimes God used them to train us and also to shape us.
所以第二个原因就是，我们做父母是一份很艰苦的工作。
You know, being parent work is a tough job.
有一个人在他的车子的后面贴了一个贴纸。
And I saw recently a bumper sticker in someone's car.
那个上面写说，家有青少年，请为我代祷。
And it says, I'm a parent of a teenager at home, and please pray for us.
是的，我觉得做父母可以使一个最骄傲、最尊贵的人谦卑下来。
So that is to bring our parents, the parents who are proud, and also to be brought low because of our children.
会使我们谦卑的要承在神面前承认我们的能力有限，我们的智慧是很缺乏的。
Basically, confronting us that we are limited in our gifts, in our patience, that we may be humble before the Lord.
养育孩子的每一天都会是一个挑战。
And every day you bring your children up is a challenge. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what problem or trouble your child or children may bring. You may not know what difficulty may face you today. Then you become helpless. And the only way to relieve that is come to the throne of God, ask God to have mercy on us and help us grow. And you probably heard from news that recently Dr. Billy Graham went be with the Lord. His wife, Ruth Graham,
中国出生的，因为他的父母是去中国的宣教士。
Now Ruth Graham, Ruth Bell Graham was born in China of missionary parents.
有一次有人问他说，葛培里牧师常常中年在外面哈，你一个人你怎么养大这六个孩子？
Someone interviewed Mrs. Graham says, your husband is out of the home 6 months of the year. You have six children. How do you take care of them?
你有什么秘诀可以分享？
What's your secret? Tell us how we can learn from you.
他回答说，哎呀，很简单。
And she says, very simple.
我其实是用我的膝盖在养我的孩子。
And she says, I use my knees on the floor to train my children.
他说他不能够想象，如果没有祷告，他怎么能够把六个孩子拉巴长大。
So she says she could not imagine how to bring six kids up without praying daily for them. And the third is a parental is pray for our children out of love. Of course, we want the best for our children. And we want to have God's blessing and protection from God for our children. We know a famous evangelist called John Wesley of England. But his mother, Susan Wesley, is more famous too. We know that Susanna Wesley had 19 children. And one father and one mother.
真正长大成人的只有十个。
And out of 19, only 10 survived.
他每天至少花一两个小时，就是跪在那里为他的孩子祷告。
And she spent at least 1 to 2 hours daily to pray for each of their children.
他每一个礼拜，他要至少花一个小时，跟个别的跟一个孩子，就是每一个孩子哈，个别的跟他们谈话。
And for each week, she spent at least 1 hour for each of their 19 children. In prayer. And listen to their needs and listen to their problems and spiritual needs. Of course, all of the 10 children who survived became famous are John Wesley, the evangelist, and Charles Wesley, the hymnist.
查理·卫斯理他 写了1000多首诗歌，到现在还是被广为西方的教会所颂唱。
So we know that the Charles Wesley wrote over 1,000 hymns, and even today, after 200 years, we still sing them in our churches.
今天我们读的这段以弗所书是一位牧者保罗向他的会众，为了他的会众向神发出的祷告。
So this morning, the passage we read is Paul, the apostle, the pastor, wrote to for his church and his prayer. So he take this church as his own children. Also, Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians that he sees the church in Thessalonica as his own child, spiritual child. So from the spiritual lesson that Paul talked about in Ephesians, and see how we can turn that channel that down to earth, today, how we can pray for our children. Of course, we parents now, we have more time with our children.
We
So we want to have influence on the growth and nurture of our children as they grow up. And I know a pastor's wife. And when she was small, she was very earthly and worldly, wants to be a singer and star, a music star. As she failed to become a singing star, she then began singing in the bars. So as the life grows, she was depart from the Lord because of earthly secular life style. So after a few years, she returned, repented, and came back to the Lord. And she told me that when she was out in the world searching for fortune and fame, and at her lowest bottom, when she hit rock bottom, this happened to her. And in her mind, she pictured that her mother is always praying for her, kneeling down praying for her. Because her image was that every day she come down from school for school from downstairs, she can see her mother on her knees praying. And she can hear the tears and the weeping of her mother praying at the before the window sill, and how she remembered that. And she says, it's my mother's prayer that brought me back to the Lord. So secondly, we'd like to talk about what kind of theme we should pray for our children. Verse 16 says, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with the power through the Spirit in your inner being. So his prayer is that the believers, the inner strength will come out, be strong in character and life. We always want to pray for our children. And what do you pray for when you do pray for them?
不久以前，我们在中国的 有一个姐妹来见我。
And we recently went to Central China. A sister came to see us.
她要我为她的女儿祷告。
And she wanted us to pray for their daughter.
我说为什么是祷告？
I said, "What should we pray for your daughter?"
她说让她说求神拆散我的女儿跟她的男朋友。
And she says, "I want my girlfriend to break up with her boyfriend."
Yeah, my daughter.
The daughter to break up with her boyfriend.
她说因为我说为什么？她说因为那个男的不信主，而且他抽烟喝酒，生活习惯不好。
And then I said, "Why? You want to cheer up?" Because she says, "Well, her daughter's boyfriend." It's a smoker, drinker, and cusser. And not a Christian. And then I ask automatically, is your daughter a Christian? I believe the Lord. She says, no. Then I said, the first thing is, pray for salvation of your daughter.
I said, I have. I pray every day. I ask God to give her.
And she even said that I pray that her daughter might find a Christian husband to convert her daughter. So you can see this is kind of prayer we need to have for salvation of our loved ones.
So in the English, here it talks about the spiritual power. It says.你的 inner being 就是你的内里，让你内在的这种力量能够刚强起来。
So the Bible says that we may have power through His Spirit in our inner being may come forth, come out.
所以圣灵所坚固的不是你外在的，而是你里面的东西。
You know, the spiritual power does not come outwardly strong, but inwardly strength.
所以这里讲的不是肉体的生命，是属灵的生命。
It's not a physical strength, but it's a powerful spiritual strength that is in within you. And that is invisible, not visible signs. Why do we need to be a strong person? Because nowadays they are evil. So we know that the Bible says the devil is like a roaring lion, roaring about how to devour those Christians and our children too. Because Ephesians 6 tells us, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, principalities, powers of the air in the heavenly places.You know, the spiritual war has a high pitch. You know, the devil's plot, as it were, is that he wants to use the worldly, vainglory things to basically tear us down and bring us down spiritually.
现在的孩子在很舒适的环境长大，他们的心理的素质都很弱。
And then we know that our children today, whether in China, U.S. or somewhere else, our children, the children are very weak in terms of against evil things.
他们的抗压力很少，很差，他经不起任何的挫折。
Their spiritual resistance against evil is very low.And their inner strength is also weak and low. And we know a brother's sister in the U.S. Came from China to take a driver's license test, failed 3 times.
Because the teacher said,因为他在中国已经开了10年车，所以他不相信自己会不过，所以他不过以后他就哭了3天，大哭了3天。
So this sister, after failing three tests, driver's license, because she says, I drove in China for 10 years, and I failed here, I'm miserable. She cried for 3 days. Because examiner says, you brought all the bad system of China here in the U.S. And this brother told me, asked me to talk to her sister because she was about to have a nervous breakdown and depression because of this. And we can see that her inner strength, because of this weakness, is low and weakened. So likewise, when we pray for our children, we want to ask God to bring our children's inner strength up and strong. Because the inner strength is more powerful than outward strength and power. A lot of times, the worldly success, they want us to be up there in the material world is weak. So Ephesians 6:10 tell us to finally be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. So our real prayer aim is to bring spiritual power in our children. Yes, basically strengthen our children in their spiritual battle against principality and powers and evil forces in the high places. So now we want to talk about what kind of contents should we pray for our children. And the first thing we want to pray for the faith in our children, because the Bible says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So if our children believe in the Lord, then they will have the strength of the Lord from inside. So you don't have to worry about them all their life. And some psychologists say, being a parent is to worry for our children. Now, some research said in China there are three kinds of parents in China. And the kind of person is that the first kind is the tired, weary fathers. The second is the worried and helpless mothers. And the third is helpless and wonders, helpless children and spoiled brats. So the first kinds of people or mothers worry about their children's success, future, and job, and schools, and so on. So they worry as soon as a child go out the door and about what kind of things they may see and what friends they can make and what accident they may encounter and so on. So as Christians, we can bring our children before the Lord, ask God to take care. Well, because we cannot get our children out of this world. But we can pray for the Lord's protection that they resist the evil and from the evil one.
Because we cannot 来为他挡着人生的风雨。
Because we cannot be our children all the time, as it were, covered with our wings and that protect them all the time.
但是如果他里面因为信仰，他有基督的内住的话，他走到哪里就把基督带到哪里。
Because if they have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, they will bring the Lord Jesus Christ everywhere they bring and they go, and that the Lord protect them accordingly.
有一个传道人的父亲，他说他每一次送孩子去大学的时候，都会这样子跟孩子说。
And one father told us that every time they take our children, their child to college, they will say this to their child.
他就说，在你人生你碰到的每一个关头，你面临的每一个决定的时候，你都要记住你是谁。
And he says, every turn of your life in college, remember who you are.
你是耶稣基督的孩子。
You are a child of God.
你是他的大使。
You are his ambassador.
你不管做什么，你都要都不可以忘记你的这个身份。
And no matter where you go, who you, what do you encounter, remember your identity and your true self.
我们刚才的奉献里有第二个问题哈，就是问那个家长说，你愿不愿意在尽量可能的时候，选择适当的时机，带领孩子决志接受主。
And the second question we ask the parents to before the Lord, as they dedicate a child.That in their proper time, are they willing to bring them and to the Lord and ask them to accept Jesus?
所以你不要一厢情愿的认为孩子的主日学老师或是团契的辅导会帮助你做这件事情。
And don't put this job to like Sunday school teachers that they will do for you. Not so.
也不要。认为说小孩子在教会长大就自然而然地成为基督徒。
And don't think that just because your child grew up in church will automatically turn to a Christian.
你要寻找机会，机会来临的时候，你要把握机会，邀请小孩子，你自己的儿女决志接受主。
And then what you must do is in the proper time, in the proper timing, bring the child to the Lord, ask them yourself, bring them to the Lord's our providence and care.
譬如说小孩子碰到难处，小孩子失意伤心，碰到失败的时候。
So let's, for example, when the child faces difficulties and downward of life and difficulties in life.
我记得我的小女儿，她在加入这个宣教士的差会的时候，她必须要交一份她的信仰的信主的见证。
I remember our younger daughter went to a mission field. They must submit a statement of faith or a conversion story.
So, that was my first. He wrote it and gave it to me. That was my first time, very clearly, very accurately, realized that this spiritual, this journey, the first part of this area. I saw it clearly.
So, when she finished the statement, she showed it to us, and that's the first time we saw a real bona fide.How she accept the Lord.
他说他在十岁的那篇文章讲，我现在用他的语气，他说，在我十岁的那一年，有一天，我们从美国的东岸回来。
And she said in statement that when she was 10 years old, after we come back from the East Coast, dropping all the kids to college.
我们那时候是去把他说我父母亲去送我的哥哥姐姐去大学读书。
And because we send our older children to college in the East Coast at that time.
那天我回来以后呢，我心情非常的难过。
And she says after returning home, I felt very sad, very lonely.
因为家里忽然很安静了，只有我一个小孩。
And she says all of a sudden the family is very quiet. I'm the only child left.
我记得我伤心了一个礼拜。
And she says She felt lonely for a whole week.
有的时候晚上睡觉的时候，我就会自己因为想念哥哥姐姐，我就会流眼泪。
And because of she missed her brother and sisters, she would cry in the evening bedtime by herself.
有一天我正在哭的时候，我妈妈走了进来，就问我怎么回事。
And then one day she says, "When I was crying, then my mother came in and wanted to find out what is happening."
我就告诉她以后，我的母亲就这样子的告诉我。
So she says, this is what happens after my mother came in.
她说我母亲告诉我说， 我们人的一生都会有很多的朋友跟亲人是我们所爱的。
And she says, in our life, we have many friends, relatives, loved ones within our circumstances.
但是他陪着我们走着走着，一路上就有些人就会越走越远，有些人就会消失了，再也不出现了。
And in this course of life, some friends and relatives go away and distance away, but some people will just disappear.
但就像父母有一天也会离开你，哥哥姐姐也会离开你。
Yes, also, your brother or sister might leave you, and your parents will leave you one day. And then my wife assured her, there's one person, one friend will never leave you, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will be with you all the days.
So, 那天晚上我就祷告觉志接受主耶稣做我的救主。
And Emily wrote that on that evening, I personally accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So we find the proper, right opportunity. So when that golden opportunity knocks, do not let it go. Secondly, we want to pray for the love for our children.
叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的。
Verse 18 says, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, long, and height and depth is the love of Christ and to know his love that surpasses knowledge.
清楚，他说是 扎根，而且是建造 ，rooted and establish 是两个过程。
So the process of knowing Christ is the rooted and in foundation of our faith in Him.
因为主自己的爱是长阔高深，是我们没有办法测度的。
Now the love of the Lord is such a fathom that we cannot measure all its spheres.
我们要求神让我们的孩子不只是
So not only we are to teach our children how God loved them, but also have them experience personally. Otherwise, this blind love without roots, without deep roots. Just like a clam in the ocean of a big ocean all by itself. So that you can see that this clam surrounded all the ocean water and all the bites, all the beats and all the going, yet it can survive.
So, 孩子从小需要知道不只是有一位天父深深地爱着他，而且这个天父他甚至愿意为他牺牲生命。
Also, we want to tell their children that the God loved them and that this Lord Jesus Christ can sacrifice, gave his life for that child.
所以这种属天的爱是抽象的，但是我们求神让孩子能够很具体的能够体会到神对他们的爱。
You know, this kind of love may be a little vague sometimes, maybe untouchable, but we must bring them down to earth so that they can experience God's love. And this formation of love, of that love is very important. And because that will bring a valuable love to the child.And a lot of times we ask ourselves, why do we have to live on earth? And what is the meaning of life? And we've seen these little lovely children, they do not understand what is the love, what is the meaning of life. And one day they will ask the same question.
只有经历过神的长阔高深的爱，才知道那种满足，还有那种满足带来的人生的意义。
And only those experience the depth and the love of Christ can really understand the sense of value of God's love in Christ.
几年前我经历一个我有一个经历是有点悲伤的一个经历，但是我觉得愿意跟你们分享。
And a few years ago, I experienced some little disheartening event I'd like to share with you.
我在做辅导的时候，有一个年轻的女孩，十九岁的女孩，她被她的母亲还有他们教会的师母强压着，强迫要来看我，接受我的辅导。
And this young lady came to see us at the urge and then almost compelled to come to see me for counseling.
所以她她七岁的时候，她的父亲自杀，而且是在她的面前自杀。
So what happened was when she was 7 years old, her father committed suicide right before her eyes.
所以这个对这个孩子的影响可想而知，所以她后来就常常非常就有抑郁症的这种倾向。
As a result of this, her life turned upside down, and she even have thoughts of committing suicide herself.
她第一天来，她就告诉我，她说我觉得人生没有，她一见面她就告诉我说。我觉得人生没有意义，我活着死了都一样。
So the first thing she told us that life is meaningless and it doesn't matter whether I live or die.
所以呢，我就问他，我说你曾经有试过自杀吗？
And I asked it, have you ever contemplated suicide yourself?
他说他有想过，而且他也去探看一些地形，去看一些高楼，去查看那种情况。
Yeah, she said, yeah.Thought a lot and even tested the grounds as high towers to see whether it may be an appropriate time and place to do the committed suicide. Then I say, you visit all these places, but you did not jump yet. She says, I do not want to see my mother, see my body all splattered and blood soaked ground. Every time I think of that, I did not want to go ahead. Because she says, I know my mother loved me, brought me all these years.And I cannot see myself to commit that and let my mother go and see me that way. And I said, you answer your own question. What is the meaning of life? And I said, the meaning of life is love for your parents, for you, and then you ought to take that.And then treasure that.
有人爱你，你就有价值。
Someone love you, then there's your value.
这个孩子是一个基督徒，我说基督爱你，为你舍己，这就是你人生的意义。
And she's a Christian, and I say that the Jesus love you, that bring you value to your life. You cannot commit suicide.
所以还有我们为孩子祷告，就是第三点就是让他充满神的丰富。
And the third point we want to pray for our children is that be filled with the fullness of God. And the English translation is well that it says that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.So any parents may ask your child or children, what is the best wish, the highest wish you have? You know, a lot of parents say, we may not want all our children to be successful and of wealth and power, but we just want our children to be happy.So really, what is the definition of fortune and happiness?
我们常常把它跟 权力、成功画上一个等号。
So a lot of times we mix fortune and happiness with money, power, wealth, and success.
但是孩子早晚会发现，这些东西不一定是垂手可得的。
You know, a lot of times our children may not find out that all these things come as they wish.
即使他们得到了，也不能够带给他们一种意义或价值感。
You know, even though they may have all these riches and wealth and so on, it may not bring meaning of life. Because all these things are temporary, sometimes, many times they go away very quickly. So the true happiness, value of life, and meaning of life is to live under God's will. And enjoy God's presence, God's fullness.You know, God has a wonderful plan, has a master plan for each one of us. And we know that Proverbs 16:4 says, the Lord works out everything to its proper end. So God has a final purpose for creating every one of us.So God does not create men, women, kind of a shotgun approach. He has a purpose as a vision and end in all creation. And God has a special plan for your child and children. And we want to pray for our children to find out what the master plan of life is. So that they may find and basically live out what that plan may be. And that is the happiest, that's the most joyful moment of their life, purpose.So our prayer, basically our prayer is that our children may find out, live out the will of God in their lifetime. You know, there's nothing can bring us happiness in the world. Whatever you mention, only God can bring happiness in our lives.And God wants us to enjoy present-day life. And Paul says to 1 Timothy, says, God richly provides us with everything we need for our enjoyment. You know, as Christians, we do not live out a difficult so-called poverty life.Because God has brought out all these riches, all these blessings to us into our lives. You know, a lot of Chinese want to leave inheritance, gifts, and wealth and riches to our children. You know, the word legacy means basically a spiritual inheritance that the one leave behind. A lot of times we Chinese or Christians want to leave a so-called physical or material heritage or legacy to our children.So we know a brother in Windsor, we met them some time ago. And during the lunch, he will receive phone calls in and out. He says, oh, I've been busy lately.
He says,
And he says, recently I bought a house or a condo for my daughter. Now we are refurbishing.
他说我的儿子刚刚结婚，我给他买了一个婚房。现在呢，我买第二个房子是给我女儿做婚房。婚房就是结婚以后用的。
So he says, well, my son recently got married. We bought them a condo house. Now that we are preparing our daughter house after marriage.
我说你的女儿不是刚刚走出去那个上念初中才14岁的那个孩子吗？
I say, that daughter just walked out, only 14, 15 year old junior high kid, right?
还是你有另外一个女儿？
Or do you have older daughter older than that?
我就是替他买了这个婚房。
Yeah, he says, I'm buying a house for this 14-year-old girl.
他说这样子他将来呢找对象他的条件就会比较好。
And then, see, because he says, in the future, when she finds a husband, her status goes up because she has a house already.
所以这个是我们世人我们想留给孩子的。
So you see, this is what we meant for many people,is that they want to leave a material legacy for our children.
主耶稣说我来了是要叫羊，这个羊也分成人了，是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
The Lord Jesus Christ says, John 10:10 says, I have come that they, the Christians, may have a life and have a more abundant full or full.
所以但愿我们为我们的儿女祈祷的时候，我们祈祷的是这一类的，主耶稣所说的这个丰盛。
So may we pray as our Lord Jesus pray for our children that they may be full in the Lord Jesus Christ's value and the will of God. And don't forget, God is our source of all our joy and happiness. So we bring our children before the Lord, let God's word, God's will fill their hearts and minds and spirits.And in conclusion, let me bring this to a close by a story.
最后一节就是二十节那里说，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
But look at verse 20 as we close. It says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work within us." No, a lot of times we cannot carry all the burden to ourselves, by ourselves. Now, sometimes in our own prayers, we have weakness in our prayers. We cannot bring all these riches that have been talked about in the Bible. But remember that the accomplishing these will of God is in God's own hands. And God himself will do the immeasurably things that we can ask or think.
最后呢，我讲一个小故事来结束今天的讲道。
Let me close with a story.
就是很短的哈，有一个也不短，有一位有一个老人，他在这是真实的故事。有一个老人他在医院里头病得很厉害，快要他的日子已经不多了。
So the story goes like an old man was dying in the hospital and his days are numbered. And he asked a staff in the hospital, says, can you go to my home, bring something for me? And he says, there's an old Bible next to my bed. Please bring that. So he was carrying the Bible to his bosom and read it every day. And then pretty soon he passed away.
护士呢就在 整理他留下来的那些衣物。
So the nurse were cleaning his remains.
护士就把那本圣经就拿去就问那个医生说，我们怎么处理这本圣经？
So they brought the Bible to the doctor. Says, what shall we do with this Bible?
他的医生很年轻，一位年轻的医生就把那个圣经拿过来翻开来看一看。
So the young doctor opened up the Bible, see what's in it.
所以他一打开，他的眼泪就掉了下来。
And the doctor opened the Bible and read something, and his tears came down.
因为在那本圣经的封面第一页上面写着他的名字。
And on the cover, inside cover of the Bible has his name on.
原来那是他的母亲当年留给他的一本圣经。
And that is the Bible from his mother.
他的母亲在上面写着，这个人叫做 William McKay， 也是蛮有名的一个人哈。他的母亲在上面写着。说，亲爱的儿子，我一生最重要的一个祷告，就是你能够接受神，你能够成为一个基督徒。
And the covers a letter on the cover of the Bible says, William to William McKay, his mother wrote, my best wish, the only wish in my life is that you become a Christian.
他母亲给了他那本圣经不久以后就去世了。
And the story went that after she gave the Bible to William, she passed away.
后来这个 William 他读大学的，他读医学院的时候，因为经济上的缘故，他就把他母亲留下来的一些东西都一些比较值钱就拿到当铺去当掉，包括这本圣经。
And then what happened was William needed money for medical school, so he pawned all his mother's properties, including the Bible, to a pawn shop.
所以后来，他就要求说，这本圣经能不能还给我？他们说当然，他就把那本圣经拿回去每天读。
Oh, then he kept the Bible and then he read it every day.
所以这个医生后来就离开了他的，辞掉他的医生的工作，他最后成为一位牧师。
And then this doctor, William.But Kay quit his job and then became a pastor. So William McKay read that note from his mother, became a Christian, and then turned to the Lord. So William Barclay became a pastor, also a famous hymn writer, just like Charles Wesley. And the famous hymn was, I thank God my Father. Thank God my Father.
Amen.
So the ending of that hymn says, Hallelujah, Amen. Praising God.So we can see the power of a mother's prayer. Even after she passes away, the legacy is that those who read it, the son, a daughter, will turn to the Lord. So the prayer turned this son completely around to Father, Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, I would encourage all the brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, how that you should pray for your children according to what Paul has written. So you can pray for all the matters, his needs, and their needs, and family, marriage, so on.And most of all, is a prayer according to Paul's wish that the prayer for the soul, spirit of our children. So that their strength may be inner strength that becomes strength, stronger, stronger every day. So that we use our prayer as a watching tower to our children every day.Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谦卑地来到你的面前。 主啊，我们是来看到，主啊，你是何等的爱我们，你把你最宝贝的儿女交在我们的手中，你就信任我们，让我们来教养他们，主啊。可是常常因为我们自己的软弱，我们的无知，我们没有照着你的心意来养育我们的儿女，没有照着你的心意来切切地为我们的儿女祷告。主啊，求你赦免我们，你也怜悯我们，让我们当中每一位做父母的，主啊，我们在母亲节、父亲节的时候，我们不是庆祝或者是庆幸自己有这个机会为人父母，主啊，在这个节日，主啊，让我们成为一个悔改的日子，让我们成为一个自省的日子，让我们省察我们自己对你的亏欠，省察我们自己对儿女的亏欠。哦，主啊，求你真是感动我们每一位父母，我们好好的思想，我们养育儿女是为了什么？不是为了我们自己的骄傲，不是为了我们可以向人吹嘘，不是为了我们自己的虚荣。主啊，养育儿女，我们只是要尽到我们作为你仆人的一个职责。主啊，因为孩子是你的，你赐给我们的。主啊，让我们能够照着你的心意为孩子祷告。主啊，照着你的心意来养育我们的儿女。我特别为今天奉献的三个宝宝祷告。主啊，何等的宝贝，他们在这么幼年的时候，他们父母就有这样子的心意，求你成全他们父母的心意。主啊，他们父母不但是要用很多世俗的智慧来送他们上学，选择做很多的抉择，但是最重要的，主啊，让他们能够选择那上好的福分。哦，主啊，让他们选择，主啊，为孩子的爱心祷告。哦，主啊，孩子的信仰祷告。哦，主啊，愿你真是把各样的丰富赐给他们的孩子。哦，也为在座每一位父母的他们的儿女、他们的孙儿女祷告。哦，主啊，愿这些孩子，主啊，都在你的保护，主啊，在你自己的管教、你自己的恩典下，能够一天天长大，让我们成为你的器皿，你透过我们来祝福他们。我们这样子感谢祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名。
阿门。